Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Monday, my friends. And of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start with West Ham nicking a draw in injury time, albeit with a handball that wasn't given, unbelievably, against Brendan Rodgers' Leicester at the King Power. This was the fallout on Darren Bent's boot room on TalkSport.
Leicester once again failing to hold on to a lead here. Same old story defensively and from set pieces. It's finished Leicester 2, West Ham 2.
Deflated for the players. It was disappointing to concede so late, but have a look at the overall performance. I think we started a little bit nervously. I think the crowd had that bit of anxiety, which is understandable, recent results and the consistency of them. But then we walked our way into the game, didn't concede too many chances from the second half of the first half. And it was just about really reinforcing our mantra. You know, our mantra has been about being progressive with our possession, looking after the ball and using the quality of our wide players. And I thought the second half we were outstanding in the game and didn't deserve to draw that. So yeah, very frustrating to concede late on.
Now, West Ham's Kurt Zouma pulled out of the game with Leicester in the warm-up as he was feeling unwell. A video emerged last week, of course, of the defender kicking one of his pet cats, and he has since been fined 2 weeks' wages by the club. This was David Moyes' reaction after the game.
All the focus, as it has been for West Ham throughout this week, has been on Kurt Zouma in the starting lineup, but now not starting due to feeling unwell.
He was sick last night. We kept him away from the team meeting. We kept him on his own today. Just sickness and he wasn't well, but he wanted to play. He was desperate to play. We wanted him to play, but once he started the warm-up, we found it really difficult.
Now, we'll get back to Sunday's football shortly, but first, here's TalkSport presenter and Man United fan Alex Crook going on a little bit of a rant after drawing 1-1 with Southampton at the weekend.
Now, I'm not going to throw another United manager under the bus like I did with Ollie, because as I've said, I think this goes deeper than the man in the dugout. Do I think Ralf Rangnick is a wonderful coach? Probably not. But I think it's a toxic dressing room that he's walked into, and I think he probably didn't realise how toxic he was until he got there. It's been like that for some time. It's populated by a bunch of charlatans, in my opinion, whose attitude has been stinking the place out for too long now. This is not just this season or last season. This has been going on for years. They're bloodsuckers, and they're draining the life out of a once great institution. And then they have the audacity, as David De Gea did last night, to go on social media and apologise. And they do that after every depressing performance. We're not interested in your apologies on social media. And until there's a wholesale clear out and the prima donnas in that dressing room are replaced by players like the ones at Southampton who are prepared to leave their ego and that sense of self-entitlement that is running through Manchester United at the door. Until they leave that at the door, it will continue to rot and it will continue to decline. Let's go through the 11 from yesterday. De Gea wasn't the worst performer, to be fair. He's having a good season, but it's a little bit too late because his performances in recent years have not been up to standard. He isn't good enough with his distribution for me to be a modern-day goalkeeper. Luke Shaw spouting absolute nonsense when he said there's no issues in the dressing room. He came out after the game and admitted that they needed to up their game or they would miss out on the top four. That ship has sailed. No chance to Manchester United finishing the top four this season. And I tell you what, Luke Shaw, take your own advice. How can a Premier League player in 2022 not keep himself in the right physical condition to be fit enough to run up and down a pitch for 90 minutes? Shameful. What's happened to Harry Maguire? I've seen milk turn quicker. than the so-called captain of Manchester United. It was a mismatch up against Armando Broja. It was embarrassing from Maguire. Scott McTominay, he's a good, honest pro, but he's got the football intelligence of my two-year-old. Gets caught out of position, gets caught the wrong side, gets silly yellow cards. Not good enough. Bruno, you know I used to love Bruno Fernandes. He used to be a match winner. Now all he does is whinge and moan and throw his arms around. Not good enough at this moment in time.
And we'll hear more from Cookie a little bit later on in the podcast, but back to Sunday's football and Clippity Klopp's Liverpool won against Sean Dyche's Burnley at Turf Moor.
Jurgen Klopp is now fist-pumping the Liverpool supporters because he knows how important this game was to him today. They didn't play well, but they've got over the line. They came to Turf Moor and they picked up all 3 points. The game is finished. Burnley 0, Liverpool 1.
In the end, for the last 20, 25 minutes, I was really... There are games when I'm worried, but it looks like they come step by step closer, like we were a little bit asking for it, but today it was not like this. We, from a specific moment on, we controlled the game really well. Had our own chances, obviously, a massive one. So we're a bit unlucky here and there, but if there was one deserved winner today, it was us, and it's all that we wanted.
This game has to go down as an afternoon of missed opportunities for Burnley. They won't get that many chances in any other games that they've got left in the remainder of this season. Absolutely fantastic in the first half, just could not put the ball in the back of the net.
It's been there all season. We stepped off the gas a few times, but generally speaking, there's been a lot of good performances. It's so frustrating because the hardest bit to coach and manage, you know, is the final moment when they put it in the net. That's the hardest bit. Or stop it. Equally, and you know, that's the frustrating bit because we've created chances. I want them to keep doing that. I've got no issue with it at all. I like my strikers to be in there. If they miss, I never question it. I want them to be in there to score, but at least they're getting in there. They're getting in the right areas. They are taking their getting into the right areas to score goals, and that's got to continue because eventually they will go in.
Spurs huffed and puffed, but Wolves did just about enough to hold on for a massive 3 points. It finishes Tottenham 0, Wolves 2.
Now, here's Spurs boss, Antonio Conte.
At the moment, for me, and to try to rebuild a team, the Tottenham fans are to be proud. I think for many years, no? And the problem started after the final of Champions League. And it's not only a last period, and we are talking about a long period. It means that when you come from a long period, that it means that something has changed compared to the past.
They were woeful in the first half, and they were booed off at half-time. The boos weren't as bad at the full-time whistle. That's only because there's only a few people still in the stadium, Dan. One for the money and the free rise, it's two for the life that you...
Is this the Anthony Costa, that the from Blue?
Yes, boys.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, nah, not good, mate. Not good. Conte, bless him. He's come to Spurs and he's broken his own record, hasn't he? He ain't lost 3 games in a row since 2009, but Spurs will do that to you. Do you know what I mean? It's the same players making the same mistakes, boys. We do need so many players now, but I don't think it's going to happen in one transfer window in the summer.
A massive win for Wolves in their bid for a top four finish. They go above Spurs into seventh.
We deserve this performance against Arsenal, and we come here with that ambition to play our game. That's why we talk a lot about character. That's all the character I want to see. It was about character to come here to play our game. I think in the first half we did very well, very good for our side. We created a lot of chances, and in the end I think we deserve these 3 points, the performance, and we scored 2 goals.
Newcastle, unrecognisable from when they started this second half of the season. Finished at St James's Park, Newcastle United 1, Aston Villa 0.
Yeah, I think we've realised coming here that style is important to me and to this amazing club, but first and foremost in the short term we have to turn the results around. We have to improve what we were delivering. We have to stay in the league. We're trying to do everything we can in the best way possible to do that. We know that we can play better, and I'm sure we will do it at different times this season, but the results are the key thing at the moment.
Free kick just outside the box. Kieran Trippier took it, and just like he did on Tuesday night here against Everton, he has scored an absolute belter. Free kick by Kieran Trippier.
He's gone to hospital for an x-ray on his foot. I think he got a stamp on it. He just couldn't continue. He tried. He even tried after half time. It was sore at half time, but he tried. But yeah, it wasn't getting any better. So we're crossing everything, hoping that's not serious.
It's Kieran Trippier. Oh, it's in!
He's risking the position of playing for his country in a World Cup by taking the decision to go to Newcastle. And I would think the economics of it are very appealing. There's no football decision here.
Mm-hmm.
know what? He could turn out to be the January transfer bargain. He really could.
Back now to Alex Crook and the rest of that rant on Manchester United.
Paul Pogba, world class, we're told. But what? Giving the ball away? Not tracking back? I mean, it's a ridiculous situation that Manchester United are effectively giving a player the chance to audition for a move in the summer because he won't sign a new contract. Shouldn't be anywhere near the team. I love Marcus Rashford, okay? For what he stands for off the pitch, I think he's a fantastic role model.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it because a lot of people are afraid to. His performances on the field have been substandard for a long time now, okay? He shouldn't be in the team. Based on form, shouldn't be in the team. And again, body language is poor, he's moody. He should be. It's his hometown club, okay? Yeah. He idolised Manchester United as a kid. He is living his dream. Doesn't look like it. Edinson Cavani turns up when he fancies it. Get rid. He's going in the summer anyway. Don't bother. And then there's Ronaldo. Ronaldo is a microcosm of Manchester United and what they've become. He was a powerhouse. He isn't anymore. Yes, he'll still score tap-ins. I think he's come up with some big moments in the Champions League, which is maybe, certainly in the group stages, played at a slower tempo. But in the Premier League, he doesn't have the legs. There are a couple of occasions yesterday when he tried the step-overs. He was trying to take on the fullbacks, trying to take on defenders. He can't do it. He can't beat a man. So unless you're going to put the ball on a sixpence, 6 yards out, Ronaldo is a passenger. And that signing, and I got carried away at the time, as a lot of United fans did, that's caused more problems than it solves. He has to go in the summer as well. So this is what I'm talking about, wholesale clearance. And how embarrassed would you two be if an opposing manager, as Ralf Hasenhüttl did after the game, came out and said that you don't work hard enough? The professional standards, where are they? That's a Southampton manager saying that Manchester United as a group of players don't work hard enough. This is not about ability, this is about attitude and application.
On now to big Tony Cascarino, admitting that Graham Potter and Brighton have proved him wrong this season.
Who says Graham Potter's side can't be in the mix for the European places come the end of the season on this sort of evidence? The Brighton fans in delight away to the right-hand side in the Vicarage Road stand. Thoroughly deserved winners today.
I think the setup of Brighton, you know, if you think they've got young lads like Lamptey coming, then they've taken a chance on a Liverpool player in Lallana, who was a terrific player for Southampton and Liverpool. Take him at the wrong end of his career or the twilight of his career, comes in and does a job. But it's really across the board. And they've had quite a lot of change as well, Brighton. And then you can say, well, the manager, tactically, how he sets up the team. I like to think I'm not bad at predicting sort of outcomes of many things. I think I've got Brighton totally wrong. I thought Brighton would be below mid-table this year. And the more I see of them, the more I think I'm wrong.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. A reminder that from 7pm it's West Brom against Blackburn in the Championship. That's on TalkSport 2 tonight. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, also tonight at 10pm with the fun boy Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.